This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. When he was young, our commentator Andrei Codrescu used to find a rosy outlook in the writings of a certain French writer and futurist. More recently, he's been finding that outlook doesn't look quite so bright.
I was talking to Jules Verne, the writer who designed the future in my childhood, who made me want to live in a submarine with a library, which I did eventually in New York in the 60s. I named my dog Nemo. Jules made me want to travel around the world fast, and I did that too. I didn't go to the moon, but others did. And he even visited me when I was a kid in the Carpathians, in his novel The Castle in the Carpathians, where my great-grandmother Lastila lived. And I just read Paris in the 20th Century, written in 1863 and published only in 1994. Your hero, Michel, looks for books in the bookstores and finds nothing but technology. He's a poet. His family of bankers considers him a disgrace to the century of machines, like his uncle, Monsieur Huguenin, who is a librarian, a reader, and an artist, and also a disgrace. In a time when robots do all the killing, in a world where there are no journalists because machines write their own news, they are perfect. And then a dreadful winter descends on Europe, resulting in a mass famine, temperatures at 30 below zero, food supplies destroyed, all rivers frozen, and Michel dies in that machine world, weeping over the grave of a dead poet. And now I'm a grown-up, 10 years into the 21st century, and the world looks a lot like you called it, and I can see why you waited 100 years to publish this, Jules. If you hadn't, I might have grown up a lot less hopeful and given submarines and airplanes a wide berth. I might have lived in a cave if you weren't so optimistic about the future, dear Jules, Monsieur Verne. I have no choice now but to download you into my Kindle. More fuel for the bonfires greeting the sci-fi year 2011.
Commentator Andrei Codrescu says his new book, The Poetry Lesson, is the last book written by a human.